Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we are broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday.
And wiffle bat to Kevin McCarthy.
That's right. Boy, he just got knocked clean out of the park.
Got knocked out. Yeah, we were calling for that for day one. What are they thinking by putting him in there? Oh, yep. We're going to give him a chance. We're going to put him on a leash. We're going to, if he doesn't toe the line, we're going to yank him out of there. You're like, oh, but that's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah,
it is. Because once these people get a foothold and get in there, well, they did it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. See, that's the most shocking part is they got rid of him. That's absolutely outstanding. And just the fact that, well, they've got an interim person filling the position until they get until they've all elected a new speaker. And yeah, that is Representative Patrick McHenry, the Republican rep from North Carolina. And so he is now the acting speaker of the House.
Right.
And so, you know, people have brought up the same old thing that they were talking about before with, well, so they could bring Trump in and have him be Speaker of the House. And, you know, we had a lot to say about it last time when they brought it up, that he would never, ever submit himself to that.
Right.
You know, I mean, once you're president, why would you ever resign and be happy with being speaker? On the other hand, you know, all of the communists' tools for election stealing are still in place.
Yes.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has been banned. They haven't even brought a bill forward that says ban electronic voting machines.
I know. It's beyond me.
Yep.
I don't get it.
And so maybe, you know, I'm sure he's very confident that somehow people will be able to keep their votes intact through these manipulatable voting machines that could wipe out whole swaths of like 10 million votes at a time. It doesn't matter how many, it just changes it, just like you can on your computer with the delete button.
Right.
And so I don't understand why people aren't getting that. Why Trump, who has a genius IQ, is not getting that. That should be the very first thing that they're doing, is getting rid of these electronic voting machines, as we've...
He's not even calling for it.
No, he hasn't even mentioned
He's just saying we need to vote so hard this time, press really, really, really hard this time when you go to vote.
That's right.
And so many of us will vote, they won't be able to steal it.
Right.
He got 75 million votes. He won the election and everybody saw it.
Right.
He was pulling way ahead in all these states until they started closing polling centers for hours. Oh, you know, people working through the night with the doors closed.
Which nobody did anything about.
Right. Vans showing up, cameras showing, boxes of ballots being pulled out from under desks that came out of nowhere.
Right.
And you know, the 2000 Mules documentary. It's just...
Yep. So much evidence that they could have built a prison out of the evidence.
The whole world sees it. Yep. And No, nothing to see here. And then people like Trump not calling for the banning of these.
Right. The electronic
voting machines.
And all of the mail-in ballots. Both of those need to be banned from this nation. They are a scourge upon the face of this nation.
Yeah.
And we're being taken down because of just those two things right there. That is the communist's most glorious tool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, we're in the fight. We're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting for the right thing and for America, and pray for the Lord's blessing over our efforts.
That's for sure.
You know, and our leaders who are in the fights for the right thing.
That's right.
And, well, you know, that starts with staying in the Word and staying in prayer. And so, just like every day, we want to go to the Word, find out what He has in store for us. Almost almost every day, these are random turnings after prayerfully asking the Lord what he wants us to talk about.
That's right. So, yeah, and if they're not, we say so. We say like, oh yeah, we heard this in a sermon on Saturday
right.
while we were listening to, you know, doing our Bible study and whatnot. And so.
But even if it's not a random turning that day, it's usually inspired by something that we really feel the Lord brought to us while we were in a Bible study or from a sermon or something that just really struck a chord that we want to share.
Right. And that's so, super rare, actually. I'd have to say like 99.9% of the time, it's all random.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we think it's random.
Yeah. Well, we're going to call it random, you know.
Because we didn't pick it.
We didn't pick it.
All right. So what did the Lord pick for us today?
Okay. So the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 20, which read under the title, All Have Sinned. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside, they have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb, with their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And that's it.
Hmm.
Well, and then it goes on to describe God's righteousness through faith, and that Jesus Christ redeems everybody from that sin because,
yes.
No, there is not one. There is not one who has not sinned, which we all know and we understand that.
Right.
But it describes that that being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation. And propitiation means the appeasement of divine wrath by a sacrificial offering.
Right.
And so the notes in my Bible say, some deny that the Bible contains this idea because they do not think a loving God would ever personally exercise wrath against his creatures. But the idea is clearly implied by the Greek word for propitiation and is the only saving solution to the fact of God's wrath against sin that Paul developed in chapters 1 through 3. And at the heart of the gospel is the fact that if Christ did not bear the wrath of God that we deserved, then the wrath is still stored up for us. And the idea of propitiation is also vividly described. And so it's nice to know that here we are, and as soon as we hear about their throat is an open tomb, with their tongues they have practiced deceit,
mm-hmm.
and the poison of asps is under their lips, we instantly think of the communists, the deep
right.
state, who
yes.
all they can do is you know, their feet run swiftly to destroy. You
we
know?
See a real life example of it every single day.
That's right.
You know, and it's repulsive to us. And imagine what it's, you know, how the Lord feels about it. And there's a way out. I mean, all of us are capable of that. You know, that we all have a sinful nature, and there's
yep.
wickedness in all of us. So we're thankful that he called us, and that he, you know, that he died for us, gave us the opportunity to choose him.
Right.
And if somebody else doesn't choose him, well, they're condemning themselves. God's not condemning them or anyone else. They are condemning themselves. That
exactly.
was a big discussion the other day, you know, with, Senator Dianne Feinstein passing away.
Right.
You know, and, you know, so I saw people posting things, you know, may you burn in hell, and, you know, things like that. And that just kind of made me cringe. I mean, that's not something you want to wish on anyone.
That's for sure.
It's beyond description, the suffering and anguish that lays for everybody there. And you know, right, that we're just as evil and wicked, except for, by the grace of God, you know, and he's changed us. But, you know, and it's true that someone like that, who has supported such an evil, godless agenda for so long, that they are suffering for that, and they condemned themselves, though.
Well, it was, I mean, it's their own choice.
Yeah. That what they're facing for eternity, they chose it.
Right.
And so, you know, I hate to see it happen, but I also know that God is just. And they also know when they're there, they know that they're deserving of it.
Well, and everybody has that feeling in their heart. When they do something wrong, they know it.
Right.
There's something in them that tells them, you should not do that, or you should not have done that.
Right.
And so that can only build up so long, and you can only deny that inner conviction for so long before you have to do something about it, before you either come to terms with it, or if you don't, you know, if it doesn't last that long, like say you die before you actually address that, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in big, big trouble. And, you know, especially when God made it so easy to have your sins forgiven. He doesn't say, okay, right, if you will prostrate yourself for 250 miles, right? You know, go from knees to elbows to face on the ground. If you do this for 250 miles, I'll clear you of all your sins. He doesn't do that. All he says is, all you have to do is decide to turn completely away from it and ask for forgiveness and believe in him and be baptized. Those are all very minimal efforts as far as, you know, like what he could ask.
And exactly, because he can, he could.
Right.
Because he's God. And he didn't, especially in light of what he did for us to make it that easy.
Right,
for
exactly.
Us, you know, well, so we're, you know, we, on one hand, we celebrate when somebody who is evil persistently and unrepentantly is removed out of that position.
Right.
You know, so now, of course, you know, look at the replacement. Gavin Newsom, you know, is apparently reassigning the first, they're celebrating the first openly black lesbian Congress person to serve. And that's, you know, Feinstein's replacement.
Well, so, that's another entire topic right there, yeah, because she's not even in his state. How can he appoint somebody from some other state?
That's the debate right now, because she's from Maryland, but the Babylon Bee had a great article. They said that Gavin Newsom had a board full of pictures of black lesbians, and he threw a dart, and that's how he picked.
Well, he might as well have. I mean, that's about as far away from California as you can get, where she's from. And so, you know, but, you know, back to the topic, though, of everyone has sinned, and it's true. I mean, boy, you and I, everybody has.
Yes.
Every single person has. And so we all have the same history, right? Every last one of us. And when you think about, you know, evil people, even as evil as Manasseh in the Bible, he was probably, you know, short of like Jezebel, you know, short of Jezebel, he was probably the worst of the worst. Cause he ruled for 50 solid years and did nothing but do, you know, evil demonic worship,
yeah,
idol worship and horrible things. And yet even after all of that, he repented, and God
took him back.
God took him back and forgave him. And so, you know,
because that was true repentance.
That's right.
It wasn't lip service. He knew what he had done. He knew how evil and vile he was.
That's right.
And that was a contrite heart and true repentance.
Right. Well, and so, you know, when we think of punishment, we think of something worldly, like a worldly type punishment. But God thinks about eternal punishment.
Right.
And there is just no comparison.
That's right.
And so, you know, yes, we can see all of these people behaving in horrible ways, and it's ruining the world, and they're being led and directed and by Satan himself, you know, all of the demonic principalities mm-hmm. that are ruling in the spiritual battle. But you can still see them, and if any single one of those people were to, you know, be falling off a cliff in front of us, we would reach out and save them. Without
right.
a doubt. Absolutely.
Yep.
Because that's, you know, that's where we go. That's where you draw the line. You can make all sorts of offenses, but if it comes down to it, we'll save you, you know?
Yes.
Of course, absolutely. And so it is nice knowing that he is the propitiation, and that it, like it says, it means the appeasement of divine wrath by a sacrificial offering. And so we have been blessed with that huge amount of grace on our own lives, and
sure.
you know, to pay for all of our horrible, miserable sins, that if, you know, if they were in front of the whole world to see, we would look pretty awful as well.
Oh yeah.
And so
yeah.
you know,
any one of us, if the whole world saw, you know, the things we've done or what's inside of our heart or our minds, they would look at you completely differently.
Oh,
know?
Absolutely.
And,
yep.
You know, God sees all of that. So, but he gave us a way out. Thank
right.
God.
Yes. And it's just a simple choice. You can either go down in your pride and your sin, or you can understand that, there's a limit to how far you can coast on pride.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, it'll only go so far, because the second you die, it's going to catch up to you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right in front of you.
That's right.
Well, good one. Okay, so that's Romans chapter...
That's Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 20.
All right, good one. The whole book of Romans is just really quite the eye-opener.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But okay, we'll check that out, and then we'll go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a business or a ministry or a website for any reason, they host and protect websites, and hundreds of them, that's their business. They're Christian Patriot-owned business. They're located in the American Redoubt, and they've taken great care of us for several years, and we're very grateful for them. And the website is tlcwebhosting.com. Stick around. We'll be back with segment two of The Morning Commute right after these messages.
Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we want to just thank you guys who have stepped up to help support us by donations, large and small, and all of those who've just donated $5 or $10 or $15, $20 a month, just to help keep us on the air and cover the costs of the airtime and production and everything else. We're very grateful. And if you'd like to do that and you want to help keep us on the air, you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the donate to RFR tab. And we greatly appreciate it. Okay, Lady Liberty, you know, yesterday we were talking about...
We were talking about the border issues.
Yes.
And in fact, I've got something that somebody from our channel posted that I wanted to cover just briefly. But what this is about is, you know, here we are talking about all of the Chinese special ops guys, the jungle tigers coming over dressed as individuals, right. wearing the individual uniform, you know, and
yes.
and they're being caught and we're aware of them, but they're not doing anything about it. They're just released into the United States.
Yeah.
Unhindered. And so here we have an update from Representative James Comer and Representative Grothman, who are investigating the recent reports of Chinese foreign nationals breaching and accessing secure U.S. military bases and facilities.
That's right.
And they sent this letter to both the Secretary of Defense, Austin, and FBI Director Christopher Wray.
And it's wonderful. I feel...
Well, yeah, that's
so wonderful. About
here,
that.
That's like I know what you mean, like telling your enemies that their buddies are sneaking across our border is not like really going to snap their necks,
right?
You know what I mean? But they are looking into it, and that is just the beginning, because as soon as they start looking into this and asking these two leaders in particular these questions, anything that they don't investigate or do something about is treasonous, because they are in the position to do something about it, and it's their job to uphold their oaths of office.
Yeah. Well, they're not the only ones that are we're not the only ones that are watching this, following and tracking this. You know, there's another one from Discern Report, the Economic Collapse blog, covering it again. Is China pre-positioning vast numbers of soldiers, spies, and saboteurs in the U.S. communities for the coming war? And it breaks this down, exactly what we've been covering. They come here under the auspices of claiming asylum,
right?
Following a script, which we have had a copy of. I covered that in one of the Sunday night podcasts. And, you know, and just like you just covered, infiltrating our military bases. And then when they get caught, oh, they're just tourists that got lost.
Right.
Oh, Google Maps made us take a wrong turn. Oops, we're so sorry. You know, and there's not that many coincidences.
No, exactly.
All right, you know, and so it's a very, very serious thing. You know, and then you know, in the meantime, you've got New York Governor Hochul, however you pronounce it, deploying her National Guard. You know, in response to this immigration emergency. Oh, what are they doing? They're helping migrants file paperwork.
Good.
That's
brief.
So this is
yeah, because that's their new voter base.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Because Michael Yon and the guy from Muckraker and those who have been down in Panama and other places interviewing these migrants, going down the line, hundreds of them going to who do you support, Trump or Biden? And they're all like, Biden, with their finger in the air, Biden.
Vote. Right.
It's
infuriating. But what we pointed out yesterday is critical in understanding that these people are being paid and recruited as if they just joined the UN army.
Right.
Because the UN is not just responsible for them doing that here in the United States. The UN is responsible for them doing that pretty much around the world right now.
Yes,
where,
they are.
Where they're paying all of these hordes of people. They're paying them.
Yep.
Each and every one of them to go and just barge their way into all these nations.
Poland, Africa, Italy, it's all over. You're
yeah,
right.
And it's being facilitated through the NGOs.
Yes.
And then suddenly their UN army all has voting rights in these nations as well.
Right. And so, what are we finding? The most important thing to do, send more money to Ukraine.
Exactly.
And that's finally what brought things to a head.
Yes. And so here we have a couple clips with Gates describing the lowdown of what happened and how they got to the point of basically giving the boot to McCarthy. Listen now.
So we represent the pool, all the networks. Your message on this motion to vacate vote coming up at 2?
All I would add is that clearly somebody's been lied to, because we heard the president come out and say there was a deal with the speaker on Ukraine, and the speaker just stood up in front of all of us and said that there's no deal on Ukraine. The House Democrats say there's a deal on Ukraine, so we're going to have to sort that out. We're going to have to sort out who's lying, because somebody's lying about whether or not, as in this CR negotiation, there was a secret side deal on Ukraine funding. We'll see.
Yeah, that was the straw that broke the camel's back right there. That was the deal that cracked everything open.
That's right.
And Gates took to Congress. He just unleashed. They tried booing him, and he's like, you're selling out.
Right. And so we've got two more clips where this is the first statement that he is making to vacate the chair, and then he just lays into him and lets him have it. So go ahead and listen to this.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant. Resolved that the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives is hereby declared to be vacant.
And when it comes to how those raise money, I take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollowed out this town and have borrowed against the future of our future generations. I'll be happy to fund my political operation through the work of hardworking Americans, $10 and $20 and $30 at a time, and you all keep showing up at the lobbyist fundraisers and see how that goes for you. I reserve.
That's the kind of gusto we need in Washington, D.C.
That is just so great to hear. Somebody coming out swinging.
Yep. Man, he had the wiffle bat. He had a wiffle bat in each hand. And boo, whap, whap, whap.
That's right. Yeah. And oh, boo all you want, he said.
That's right. Called him out. And like he said, you have hollowed out this town, you know, and put it all on the next generation and generations after that.
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, we just need more patriots that are going to take the fight to them. There's too much on the line.
Well, exactly. And there's no reason for them to cower. I mean, these are the bad guys. The bad guys need the beating. They seriously do. They're criminals at this point. And so, I don't know. I just find that just fantastic to listen to. And he did an excellent job.
Yeah, well, some of these bad guys are also wolves in sheep's clothing. They're, you know, people calling themselves Republicans that are not preserving the Republic.
They're communists.
They need to be called out.
Yep, that's
sure.
Right.
Well, you guys have an awesome day out there. You be safe, be blessed, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.